When a severe storm hits, hail and high-speed winds can cause excessive damage to your home. This can lead to blown-off shingles, broken windows, siding damage, and leaking inside. If you suspect your home has been hit with storm damage, contact CNN Construction today. We are a proud GAF Master Elite contractor, offering free exterior home inspection for storm-related damages. CNN is a reputable licensed roofing and general contractor working hand-in-hand with insurance companies and homeowners every step of the way through the difficult claims and restoration process. We will meet with your insurance adjuster to discuss the damages to your property, the value of those repairs, and the scope of work needed at your home. Our skilled team has you covered and will leave your home looking brand new. Give us a call today at 844-415-ROOF. Or visit our website at cnroofs.com for a free exterior inspection. CNN Construction. We find the solutions, not the excuses.
Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest-running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number, tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Storm!
Damn. Let's do this. I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back. Like, we don't stop because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right. R.I.P.
Wizzle Fizzle.
Forever and always. And with me, as always, down there on the end of the couch, we'll go with him first. We got
ChadOrbsTV.com.
Swish.
Facts. And also, with me as usual, we got the one, the only.
Mildred.
I looked over, you looked like you were blind.
I threw the upside down west side. Dude, or
stop,
the shocker.
Stop throwing gang signs,
that's
man.
That's the shocker.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey, man. If I was any better, I'd need two of me. Mm. Ain't that what they say?
Or I don't know. I'm going to use it tomorrow, though.
Yeah, that was a good one. I might steal that, too.
Chad's had to catch his breath like that three or four times before. Actually, I probably have footage. We hit record. The way the new set works, we hit record kind of like a couple minutes before we actually do the drop and start.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've caught Chad.
Just trying to regroup.
He's hyped.
And
man,
a lot of the stuff that was said cannot
not,
be used.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Not in 2023 at all.
No. Nope.
Man, we could have used it in 2010, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Going back and watching some of those old Chad Arms TV videos, they could not be done today.
Yeah, no.
Don't mean no harm. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, it was just a different time.
I'm so glad like you didn't never like your ego get to a certain level where you're like, bro, I gotta take that shit down. Like, it's so old, and like, I'm glad it's still up.
There's two videos I privatized, and it's the first two blogs I did on the channel, because they're so cringe, dude. I'm like this close to the camera.
This is what we're gonna do. One, I got access to Chad Arms TV.
Right.
I'm gonna go to Chad Arms TV, and I'm gonna download these videos.
Okay.
And then we'll put them on ONE TV.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm cool with it.
Hey,
I'm cool with it.
It's not going to get you any subscribers.
We ain't going to tell Chad.
It's not going to get you any subscribers.
I don't know, man. I think people would just be interested to see it. I'm trying to get them some subscribers. Y'all tune in or tap in ONE TV's new.
Robin for the videos.
Yeah, got some shit coming.
You don't
for
have
that.
To Robin, you can definitely, have them because I don't want
definitely, man. Definitely.
But if you know, mine's the bullshit with Chad stuff. There is some new content, some exclusive content that will be available soon at ONE TV.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Y'all tap in. It's just like a sister channel of Chad Arms TV, like mm-hmm. we did with my channel. Mm-hmm. You guys are cool. Yeah. Y'all got TV at the end of y'all's.
I mean, listen, man, it's hard to put shit with one.
I don't even do shit on mine. All the shit that we create is Chad Arms TV, really.
Hmm.
And now O&E TV coming soon.
O&E TV.
I'm excited, man. I got some shit that I'm
facts
that I'm trying to do, man, to some people.
Facts.
With some people.
Yeah.
We're gonna have fun with it, man.
He's gonna beat some people up on camera.
I am fucking influencing that as much as I can.
Man, it's gonna
people be don't want that smoke.
Got a new video from O&E dropping real soon too.
Dude,
stamped. Dude, what are we doing with that one? Is that going on Chad Arms TV or O&E TV?
Man, I have no idea. You know what? Honestly, man, I think we should put that on Chad Arms TV.
Okay,
there it goes.
Yeah, we put that on Chad Arms
TV. When are we putting that out?
Man, that's a good one. That's a good question. Real soon. I don't want to put no date on it because then I'm stuck.
Right.
You want to tell them what song it's for?
It's O&E, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Which O&E, people have been asking about that one.
Yes. Yeah. Facts. And here you go. Fun fact. Inside baseball / fun fact. We shot an additional video. We won't reveal that one yet, but there's two coming. One is just
It's
almost done. So just be ready for that.
We're working.
Yeah, always working.
Working. You know,
Chad and the guys have been recording like crazy. Leroy's doing his thing.
He's back in. He's getting back into it. Yeah, for sure. The recording.
Man, we
took a few months off recording.
It's so much stuff though, man. You're talking about the 200 episode. Whew. You're talking about, you know what I'm saying? What's coming with what Chad got going on?
Yeah.
Videos, you know, album.
Yeah, EPs.
EPs.
A lot happening.
You know what I'm saying?
To mention, we have a new show improved member, Twack Dude.
You know, Twack out here. Also got music coming.
Man, he's got so much music on
the
way.
So does. I got a new single from Twack. Here's another fun fact. The other day when I bragged about getting, well, I don't know if it was the same day or not. No, it wasn't. But Chad got a record done one day, a Troy and Emmett record got finished that same day, and Leroy sent something new that same day.
Mm-hmm.
And Twack sent something new that same day, all from a studio session, from one session.
Man. Shout out Sam Rothstein.
Shout
out to Raw, man.
I love that day.
Leroy is spitting, man.
Oh, Leroy always.
Motherfuckers got Leroy fucked up, man.
I don't think they got him fucked up. I don't think they realized,
man,
what he's. What,
man, dude is crazy with it. And I'm talking about, no, straight up, man. Wait till y'all see and hear this shit.
Yeah. Are you talking about what y'all recorded that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
Some of the stuff that I've heard, so just as a, me and one are both like bar heavy dudes, like, and we've been doing this for 20 years. When you get somebody that, some of the stuff that Leroy finds to rhyme is so fire for his age too. Yeah. Like just, and it's not like too complex where it's nerd shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really dope, man. And he did that. I can't remember the exact scheme, but he did it on that beat jacking that, man, he did.
It's a couple of them.
He does it a lot, bro.
I can remember.
Yeah.
What I can think of off top.
Leroy can rap, man.
Yeah, he can. I mean, he's a fucking prodigy. I've said it a million times. Sometimes I hate to admit it.
And Twack, the same thing. You know, Twack is going crazy. Twack been going crazy.
Twack's a beast. He was scrolling through his phone. I was sitting next to him at the Rothstein studio session.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, these are all songs that hadn't been put out. And he was scrolling like this and just kept going.
Yeah.
And I said, those are all finished. He said, yeah, they either got to be re-recorded or remixed or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy. Over 100 of them, dude.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. I didn't know that at all. But that's super interesting. I love to hear some of that. Shout out to Twack, man. We're glad to have him on board.
Me and him got something in the works. I know him and Leroy are working on some stuff. I'm sure you and him. More stuff from Twack coming for sure.
I got one that I got to send him, man, but I'm interested to see how far that goes, man. I bet he got some shit with us from.
You've warned us about this too.
From Molly days.
Oh, bro, man. Molly. If anybody that's fans of, you know, obviously fans of Jelly, Mid Grade Miracle, Twack Dude is on Mid Grade Miracle, which was 2012 Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Twack's been around like you have back then.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Man, shout out Show Improved.
Yeah, shout out Show Improved. I love how you just said that because I was literally about to say something really similar.
Like, for real?
It's dope to, you know, we talk about this all the time, but when we get in these type conversations, I love the just angles of just shit we got going right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how where back in the day, dude, you know, it would be where I was in the mix of being an artist. And I love the role I have here.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like doing It's like the studio session, the Rothstein session. I unfortunately, I wasn't there.
But I'm going to be honest with you, man. I admire what you do, though, because you know you can spit, right? And you know anytime that you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But,
so it makes when you do it that much special. And I was listening to that, In a Minute. I was listening to In a Minute on the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun record.
I was like, man, dude is crazy, man.
We had fun with that.
Yeah, it turned out really dope.
It's just not needed anymore, bro. Like, I know what you're saying. Like, to your point, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't even really. Like, I did literally hit Chad up yesterday or the day before and ask him to get on a record.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have an early release copy of it and there's still an open verse. And I really like listening to these guys' stuff all, you know, continuously. I get the good shit. I get the sample shit.
That bug hit you, man. You gotta get this shit about.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I've told Chad this repeatedly, like just in our private conversations, that's all I want is just when I get that itch. I love being around you guys and you know whatever things y'all have going, help bringing those to life. However we do that, like you know, whether it be from graphics to you know a visual or you know the freestyles or whatever the fuck we're doing, you know, like I love all that shit. But the podcast keeps me so busy, bro. Like man. I ain't got time to wreck my brain with no bars. But I do still continuously find like little moments of inspiration to where, you know, it's just like you said, it's a bug. It's like you gotta get your fix, I guess.
I believe it, man.
Yeah. Troy and Emmett, I will be on that bitch. I'm waiting on these guys.
Troy and Emmett, baby.
Me and Chad worked on that record the other day. Shout out Vinny V.
Man, shout out Vinny V.
Yeah, I got Vinny V. Got cooking on that a little bit. I still gotta finish it, but.
We got so much shit cooking. We probably got 3-4 songs.
Yeah, I like Vinny V. I love how most of the shit y'all shared with me that we've got from him is great. Like I love that vibe. It's like dub. You know what I mean? It's like you can't really miss with those guys.
Vinny V and ONE has kind of been like me and Dub have been.
It sounds amazing too when you say that. Vinny V and ONE.
Yeah, and of course you know
we need to do an EP, bro.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds amazing.
What I like about Brother Man is you know how people have a distinct like style. You mm-hmm. think of such and such, you think, okay, cool. You think of this person. To me, man, that's how Vinny brings a certain something that I haven't heard other people bring to my ears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I totally understand what you mean.
Yeah, okay, cool. I see what you're doing with that motherfucker.
But in reference to like me taking the back seat to being an artist nowadays. And then, you know, like we were just talking about those little moments of inspiration that I do find, Vinny V created the instrumental that whatever we're using that for, I don't know. But the next song I have with Chad and One is I grabbed that first.
That's a dope. That's going to be a dope song too.
Right. But I guess my point is though, like when that inspiration hit me just through that instrumental, like, cause I hear all y'all's instrumental, like the beats that the guys get, like I get to run through them and listen to them like on repeat if I choose to. And, this one in particularly from Vinny V struck me a certain way and I went off. I like went in that direction with it and pulled these guys along and that never fucking happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. He got some shit, man. Shout out to Mike Milley too, man.
Shout out Mike Milley.
Yeah. They collab on some shit, man. And it's magic.
They're like a duo type shit, right? Or like partnership. How's that work over there?
Yeah, man. They got some partnership type stuff going on. Man. I think they do their own separate, but they come together on stuff as well. But shout out to Mike Milley too, man. Shout out to Vinny V. Them boys right there, they cooking up.
Yeah, they work too. Man. Big supporters of the crew.
Yeah, the amount of
got some shit cooking up.
The amount of production that we're working. I mean, just for Live Forever alone, you're talking about Fade Eastwood, Dub 3030,
mm-hmm.
Play That Beat, Wee Wee. It was just on the podcast.
Yeah. Shout out Wee Wee. Shout out all those guys, Dub, Fade, love them all.
Coco, who's a beast. Coco.
Man,
I'm working on something. I mean, I got something in the works with DJ Chill. I got some stuff from DJ Chill.
Shout out to Chill too.
Also, in addition to that, Chino, me and Chino is working on something for me, and it's gonna be obviously. I'm gonna get something from Vinny too. I'd like to get something from Vinny,
man.
But just trying to get Stoner.
Vinny V, send me your drop. I need that.
Stone Baby Sam.
I know he's watching.
Sure.
I love Vinny V.
Stoner too, man.
Yeah, shout out to Stoner.
Shout out to Stoner. Vinny. Vinny probably got some. If you just reach out and like, hey, send me some. I'm sure
he's watching right now.
No, I reached out to him already. He said he's working on some stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, you and Vinny got some dope shit cooking up, man. Like I said, and we're working on between the Live Forever project and just on that alone, what you're talking about, Play That Beat Wee Wee, which we got an episode with him dropping very soon.
Very soon, yeah. Stay tuned for that. That's a dope ass episode.
It was dope to get him to finally pull up. Fade Eastwood.
Shot Fake.
Dub 3030, obviously. Kill on the Beat, obviously. Vinny. Chino, I'm working on something with him.
Killer, too, man. He got some shit.
Yeah, Killer's a beast.
All those guys.
But DJ Chill, like Stoner, Stone Baby Sounds.
Stoner.
Yeah,
Stoner.
Man, so there's a lot.
Lot to juggle. Like I said, yeah, I'm gonna let y'all handle that.
It's a lot to work on, man.
Get it
It's a fun thing, though, man. I can't even lie. Like, I be in a trance, man.
Y'all are fucking great at it, though, bro.
Motherfucker think that I be out fucking off or be on some fuck shit, man. A lot of times, man, I be
ducked off fucking working on headphones in a corner, bro. I've talked about it on the podcast. Every time you FaceTime one, he takes him a minute to answer, but then when he gets to it, he's like, what? And he's always got headphones on his head. He's recording somewhere.
Man, going, man.
Always. Man. And this is pre-production shit. Like, he'd be by himself, just ducked off somewhere doing that shit, man. Literally.
Yeah, man. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
And Chad's the type of dude, like, I'll talk to him at 11 p.m., and then I'll wake up at 6:30 on my way to work, and I'll have three, like, brand-new records in my, like, rough, you know, mixes on brand new record ideas that Chad sent overnight. He's like, did you go to sleep? Like, what are you doing?
It's crazy. So, sometimes it just hits you like that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just glad it's hitting on all cylinders currently. So just make the most of it. And
yeah,
this project's coming along really well. And
keep firing away. Keep firing away, boys. Give them hell.
Shout out to Jelly Bean on the goddamn Joe Rogan podcast.
Ain't that fucking something? Shout out to Jelly shouting you out on the Joe Rogan.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, but shout out Jelly, bro. That is.
Shit was wild.
Bro, like, to watch that, man, of, you know, 3 hours of it, people see that and they're just like, golly. But if you're familiar with Joe Rogan and his format.
That's a short episode.
Well, it's average, but I think the 2.5 is kind of like the two and a half is barrier for Joe Rogan. But when the ones that touch 3 let you know it's a good episode because there's, like, depth to the conversation. But I love the way that happened to sit and watch that, though, was just like, so surreal. I'm sure we all felt this way.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I want some laughing gas. You know what that is?
Oh, Joey Diaz.
Joey Diaz's weed. It's called laughing gas. Okay. Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, because in that episode, like, it was such a dope episode because Jelly got emotional. Joe Rogan got emotional
early,
and they laughed. It was dope. But the fact that he shouted me out, and then the way he did it was super fire, bro.
Yeah,
salute to Jelly, man. Yeah, that salute crazy. To Jelly.
You know, he always holds it down when it matters most, and it's that type of platform to see him at that. I mean, let's be honest.
One.
Well, when this is coming out Monday, that means last night he was on American Idol.
Yeah, he just performed on American Idol. Yeah. Yep.
On the season finale.
Yeah. Which.
That's crazy to
me. Fucking wild.
It's just wild, dude.
Fun fact.
Yeah, I already know it. I already know what you're going to say.
How long have we known about this? So, I remember. I don't know what episode it is, and Chad won't either, but I remember this, like, I remember us saying on the podcast that we just got told, like, some crazy news.
Mm hmm.
And that we're sure everyone would know about it at some point. And, bro, it was – how long ago was that, Chad?
Oh, man, I don't
– it seems like so long ago. Yeah. It really does.
Man, when was the show? When was the Nashville show?
December 9th was Bridgetown.
So,
damn.
So about 5-6 months?
Probably.
Yeah. Since then?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. I got the memory the other day.
That's when it was because Jelly told us after the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
December 9th, he was like,
"Bro, he said it the moment." That's right.
I ain't want to say that part.
The moment we stopped, he fucking said, "We just
don't say nothing until after."
Yeah. Absolutely, it's like a non-disclosure. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's so interesting, you know, to fast forward that far ahead and it still be happening. It wasn't surprising me when it was announced, but the fact that it's just crazy how it all worked out.
Yeah, because even in the episode, he gets excited about wanting to tell us something. He's like, I'll have to tell you afterwards. And as soon as the episode ended, that's the first thing we asked him.
That's exactly correct.
He didn't do it with that. Well, he just said it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shit's crazy, man. And again, like that, The fact that he did that on that kind of a platform, it's just wild that Joe Rogan knows who I am because of him. Mm-hmm. It's just salute to Jelly.
Well, he's heard of you. You know what I mean? At least to that extent, he's heard your name mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that's unreal. It's so surreal to A, know that Jelly was even on that show, but B, mm-hmm. for him to mention our guy Chad, man, on that. You know, salute to Jelly, man. That's just
May 30th, bro. Save Me documentary on Hulu.
Yeah, on Hulu. When does this come out? Monday? What's Monday's date?
It's the
20 something.
Yeah, it's the Friday before Memorial Day. Or no, this is coming out Monday. So this is dropping the 22nd.
Gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, on the 30th.
Yeah.
Save Me, the documentary.
If you don't have Hulu, just get the free trial or subscribe to Hulu and check it out.
Yeah, got to. That's a must, man.
Get your people's login information.
He said it was long, too. How long did he say it was?
90 minutes.
Damn, that's great.
I talked to Jonathan. They only let them watch the first, like, 18 minutes of it.
Yeah.
They didn't even see the final. And Jelly said all he saw
was the trailer.
I
haven't seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Have you?
Mm-mm. They probably hadn't even, it may not even be out yet.
Yeah, I'd love to see the trailer.
They'll probably release it, like, I would think, like, this coming week, since it's a week out, if they do release one. But just tune in. There may be something else in there. You never know. But it's 90-something minutes long. I can't wait to see it, bro.
I can't either. I'm super excited. They filmed
thousands of hours from Red Rocks to Bridgestone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
You know, that is crazy, man. Because just to compare it to what we were talking about earlier with the video editing, I took so much time to do that amount of work, right? Yeah. Imagine.
Bruh.
Like, imagine what the fuck they had to do.
Thousands of hours to get to 90 minutes, bro.
You know what I mean?
They filmed, yeah. So you, that's
like picking and choosing what's important or like what needs to be shown. Like that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, bro, that's, you know, like filming. Like, that's like cutting 1,000 songs and then keeping 30.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Especially think about if each night, you know, you got hours of footage and like you said, 1,000 hours total, and then narrowing it down to an hour and a half. That's fucking.
There may be a 6-second clip from that entire night that you filmed that you're going to use. You know
what
I
mean? Yeah, that's crazy to even think about.
It's going to be.
Yeah, we've been talking through video processes a lot lately, just due to the editing on the podcast mixed with the editing of one's new visuals and just a lot, man. So much time and work goes into all this shit. Yeah. That's a perfect example on the bigger end of
just imagine though. You know what I mean? Like you need teams for that right though.
Oh, dude,
ain't no telling how many cameras, ain't no telling. That's a lot of hours to sit down and watch and analyze. And
this ain't the difference. The like difference. It's not independent. That's the crazy thing. Like when you think about who it's presented by and the network it's being presented on. Like it was filmed by ABC News.
Yeah, they probably got 60 people that's going through their
right editing and then it's premiering on Hulu. Ain't like an independent documentary.
They got what you need.
Yeah.
Other than Netflix, I mean, where? How big? Or you know?
But I guess what I'm trying to say there is like as much work as go. I think the difference of the thought process of it is like we talk about the hours we put in with the team we got, and then as even that being 1,000 hours worth of footage, we're talking about two of the biggest fucking brands like that we know.
Man.
Period. Think about the teams that were involved with that 1,000 hours worth of footage. Like, there's no telling. They could have, like, us three worked on one day's worth of footage together and pulled. This will be our clip, guys. Man. Like, our 8-second clip that we came out with. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Right. Like, that would be just the magnitude of a production like that. Like Chad said, from Red Rocks to Bridgestone, like, that's fucking months of footage. Crazy. That's crazy as
from
fuck.
October 22nd or.
And they're in the crib.
Yeah.
I remember over the course of the filming where I would I'd hit Jelly via text or I'd call him and he would immediately respond or ignore my call with a photo and it'd be him sitting somewhere with just cameras all around him. Literally, he'd be like in the kitchen and there'll be fucking cameras around him. I'll look through my text, see if I can find one and use it as an example. But he'll be like, "You all right? What's good?" type shit. And it obviously he's filming based off the photo. But I didn't know the magnitude of what it was. I really didn't. I knew something about a documentary and something I've may have heard the word Hulu along the ride, but presented by ABC and all that, that's just like crazy as shit. And then the Brit from Red Rock to Bridgestone, that time span is pretty significant. Like that's, it's going to be interesting to watch. Tune in May 30th.
You're talking October 23rd, which RIP Nate, same day he passed away, but that was Red Rocks. And
facts.
Then Bridgestone was December 9th. So like,
a month,
a little over a month, yeah. six weeks.
I was at Red Rock and then at Bridgestone. Yeah. That's even crazier to think about.
That's wild, man.
Hulu, all them, cut the check. We just gave y'all a good 8-minute segment on.
Man, what?
Hell yeah.
But, and I ain't even got 1,000 hours. You know what I'm saying? I keep 4-5.
Right.
I keep 6-7 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That should take you 15 minutes.
Nah, dude. That shit's like crazy as fuck, bro. I'm excited to see that shit.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And, wild shit. Right around the corner, bro. I'm getting older. My birthday's coming. Father's Day's coming. My birthday falls on Father's Day this year. That's weird, right?
That's pretty cool, though.
It is cool.
That's pretty cool. Shit.
It's every 4 years or 7 years. I don't know how that works.
That's pretty cool, though. They have to Google that.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's, June 18th is my birthday, but every so many years, we probably sound stupid not knowing how many years it is where that happens. Because leap year is like every 4 years, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right? And if we're wrong there, we'll sound even stupider.
I mean, that's all right. Yeah, they'll correct us.
I know, right?
Shout
I don't care.
Shout out leap year.
Yeah, shout out leap year. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's 4 years then, considering the leap year rule. I don't know where the 7 came. I said like every 7 years, but I don't know how that worked. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But every so often, my birthday falls on Father's Day. This year, it falls on Father's Day. We're going out of town.
Weird.
Yeah. Go to the beach.
Water, man. It's something about water, man, that's relaxing and shit. Don't give a fuck how hard you are, man, and what kind of gangster you is. Like, you get to some water, you feel like a big kid or super relaxed.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think the point of this particular trip and it being Father's Day, birthday, and shout out Amy, you know, she set up the majority of the thought and idea of this trip based around that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just an opportunity to unplug, literally, like just a fucking.
Hell yeah, man. Why not, though?
Yeah, unplug, like completely. I'll have my phone, of course, but other than that, as far as like the content goes, like another reason why we have to work so hard in times like this is like stack content and continuously have stuff to provide when we take moment where one of us is away or something like that, or we got events coming up. Like we have to just fucking work around that shit.
For sure.
Gotta work around it.
Man, it's about time to take a trip though, man. I think it's time for me. I want to go somewhere that I ain't been. And I've never been to, what's the beach on the other side?
Glasgow, Kentucky.
Ooh, never been there.
Okay.
Got a good beach in Glasgow.
Virginia?
Okay.
Does North Carolina have a beach?
I don't know, dude.
Petey Pablo, shout out.
Shout out Petey Pablo. He's probably watching.
I think the one I'm thinking about.
Virginia Beach. Shout out Trap House Coda.
Shout out Trap House Coda.
You know what I mean?
We got some in the works, too. Shout out Trap House Coda.
Flex.
No, but definitely got to get somewhere.
It's been a couple of years since this is our family vacation. That's what's kind of dope about this. The last one we took was 3 or 4 years ago, and it was the whole squad. But that was before Hartley, so that was 4 years ago.
Mm.
This year, Hartley, of course, is with us, so it'll be interesting. Hartley's a demon.
I mean,
but we love her.
I mean, Hartley's a thug, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know what I'm saying? She tried to finesse me and she did finesse me.
She was pulling on Chad's beard before you got here.
And she finessed me out of some candy a couple times.
I'm a natural born finesse.
Yeah.
Shout out Short Dog. Whatever happened to him?
Short Dog?
Remember him?
Mm-mm.
He was I don't know where he's from, but I know Wayne was backing him there for a while. During that That Piff mixtape series. He was popping.
Shout out Short Round. Y'all know who that is?
Data from the Goonies, bro. Come on.
There it was. Hell yeah. Chad took it a step further.
Debbie Cake.
Short Round is from Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
God, dude. Chad is on fire.
Okay.
Harrison Ford, one of the goats.
One of the goats.
Over the top of Chad and Tony, baby.
Yeah, y'all tap the fuck into that.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, man, shout out to
Dave. I want to get on there, man.
Come on, man.
You got to let me get on there, bro.
We'll figure out what kind of theme episode to get y'all on.
I had aspirations to be on the baseball one, which was episode 2. And then,
It was busy.
It was a lot going on. The guys recorded that episode here, But at the same time, I was in and out, like, because I helped produce the first four or five, three or four, however many of them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But now Chad and Tony relocated to a new set.
Yeah,
which is fortunate slash unfortunate due to the fact, like I said, we're always working, so it was hard to juggle and hard for travel for Chad. Like, it was a lot of travel because he was going here for that podcast and then here for that podcast, yeah, or this podcast. So it got hectic for him. But I'm glad that all that's worked out. But now I'm like you, one. I feel, we got to get there.
Give me a sports show.
I said the football movies. I sent Tony, or I sent Chad this the other day. It was like a football movie.
I feel like we talked about some football. I like the football.
We can get y'all on the football episode. We'll put it out probably like in July before football season starts.
Okay.
We for sure. That's dope. We'll figure out when, and we'll make that happen for sure.
I'm with it.
Cause there's some good ones, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a cheat sheet. What I had, literally, it was like top 50 or some shit.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, man.
Because when you see it like on something, it. Yeah, I had fun producing that too. It was fun.
Yeah, man. It's going well. They were on. We just filmed episodes 12 and 13, and it's moving along well, man. We're every five episodes, we do a wrestling theme one because we're big wrestling, old wrestling. Okay. Like, and that channel that I put it out on is a bunch of wrestling fans.
Shot Coco Beware.
So like every five episodes, we just did episode 10, which was last week, which was our favorite tag teams. But yeah, so it's cool, man. We did Denzel. We've done a lot of like different type, but it'll be cool to y'all jump on the football one for sure.
Yeah. Y'all tap the fuck in, man. Over the top with Chad and Tony. That's on Chad's, other YouTube Chatty channel.
Bobby, I want to do one completely off the wall though, like something that you're like, give me a chick flick one.
Yeah, whatever, man.
I don't want to be a part of that.
We've got a whole list. Just like when we have like shared notes, me and Tony have one.
Speaking of notes, let's do the notebook shit.
The notebook, hell yeah.
Dude. I don't want that. I'm gonna stick to the football. Notebook.
Yeah, man, get on the football. One can get on the chick.
What's another chick flick, man?
You got Mel's a pretty good one.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Give me that one right there, man.
What are y'all talking about?
So you've seen chick flicks, dude.
I have.
Notebook's the go. I mean, I would have to say it's probably the best one.
No, man. I just keep it silent, man. I can't stand the Notebook.
Okay.
Well, Chad, did you see where there's a new White Man Can't Jump coming up?
It's already out.
It's out?
It's on Hulu. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, boy. What's
Jack
it called?
Harlow. Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
I want to check it out. Fun hot take.
You said fun fact.
Or that too. So my brother put me on to Jack Harlow in 2017, dude. Yeah. He was this nerdy kid with glasses and was snapping.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I can't stand his new album, dog.
Ain't that something?
I hate it, bro. And I love Jack Harlow, but I just don't. Now that he's done.
Yep.
Ever since he did that little weird track with Nas X, he's different, bro. He don't rap the same.
Oh, man.
Now he's saying he's the best rapper. It's like, bro.
That's interesting to hear you say all that.
Best white rapper.
First off, the back to the Lil Nas X feature.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I thought he snapped on that. I thought that was a dope feature for what it was and for the record it was on. But his last album, totally agree. It missed me 100%. I listened to it and no disrespect, but it sounds horrible. Fuck it.
I didn't like the beats. He was just kind
of. And like you said, it came out cocky as hell. And to say some of the things, I don't know, man. It seems like earlier on, I was on some of his earlier shit too. The earliest album I have, he's sitting there like this, and it's early, bro. And he's sitting like the thing.
He's got the glasses on.
Yeah. That's the first like album I had from Jake Harlow. I think
I really can't say much, man. I haven't listened to too much. Everything I've heard has been on the radio.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's 35 million monthly. I mean, he's huge. Huh?
Yeah, I know he's crazy with him. I got some people in Kentucky, man, that's familiar with him and stuff like that right there. And
he's from.
Yeah, exactly.
And I totally get artists evolving. It's not that I don't want him to evolve because I've liked the stuff that he's done since he's blown up.
Mm.
Like First Class, I thought was dope. Like that, his last few albums have been fire.
Gotcha.
This one, I listened to all of it twice, and I was like, bro, I just can't. It just ain't my thing. But like, then when he came out and was like, I'm the best white rapper, I'm like, oh God, bro, don't start doing this shit.
Chad's got beef with Jack Harlow.
Damn.
Not beef, no.
I mean, talk your shit, Chad. Fuck it. You're better than him anyway.
Well, I mean,
you are.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jack Harlow.
Look, man. Yeah. I mean, hey.
But no, I have not seen that remake because I love the original one too much. I don't give two fucks about watching Jack Harlow and White Man Can't Jump.
I'm going to check it out, man. But I want to see if they do it justice.
It's a movie, though, right? It's not a series or some stupid shit like
that. No, it's a movie.
All right, cool.
But I fun saw fact. Some old heads in it, though.
There may be. Fun fact. When we were doing our research for the Denzel Washington episode on the other, dude, Denzel Washington was supposed to play Wesley Snipes' character in Blade. And White Man Can't Jump.
Blade, I could see it. White Man Can't Jump. No
can
way.
You can you imagine though? Like if he was
not in White Man Can't Jump,
that would have been different, man.
That would have been too. Yeah, I couldn't even picture it. I really couldn't. Wesley Snipes killed that. Yeah. Woody Harrelson did too. That's why there's no. That's why when they announced the remake, it was like what?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm just like, bro. Woody Harrelson killed it. So did Wesley Snipes. Man. And what's the chick? Rosie Perez.
But they've been
shout
doing
out great. Rosie Perez.
Shout out to Rosie Perez. Woo! Shout out to
she
Rosie
was great
Perez.
In that.
She was amazing in that.
She was a firecracker in that one.
They've been doing that lately, though, man.
No, like, they've been doing it.
The house party joint. You know what I mean?
They're running that back.
Yeah, they already already ran it back. They called it some. They call it something else though. But it's no, it was house party.
Chad, what's the dude's name? He goes. What's the dude's
Tim? Tim Allen.
He announced Toy Story 5.
God damn.
I didn't watch the. I mean, I've only seen like maybe the first one years ago.
Really?
The second one? Yeah. I think I didn't see the last one. They said the last one was. No, it was like. It was Buzz Lightyear, the one that was really gay. Was
Shot gay.
I think Buzz Lightyear is like blowing some other toys or something. I don't know.
Right.
No, Disney.
I'm not sure about Buzz Lightyear, but the Toy Story series, anything Pixar, dude, I've always been a fan. Like, I got bro, kids, come bro. On. Like,
no, I fuck with Pixar
don't
movies.
Get it twisted. Pixar is the shit.
Fire, hey, right?
You want to get into Ratatouille? Is a banger.
Okay, I fuck with Ratatouille. I don't know if this is Pixar, man, but not Armageddon, but Madagascar.
That's that's a DreamWorks.
But it's DreamWorks, similar.
But
it's
I'm
similar.
Fucking with them.
No, that one.
I like the move it.
Yeah, dude. I like the Monsters, Inc. movies, so I thought
they're great. Cool. That's Pixar.
Okay. Yeah, Pixar, yep.
I like Pixar movies.
I like Tim.
I like what?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Him and Tom Hanks together. The Woody and Buzz.
Yeah.
I like Toy Story, man.
No, for sure. Dude.
For a minute, though, man.
Toy Story.
For a minute, though, man, Shrek was my shit, though.
Oh, sure. That was like Dream. Shrek. That's what got. DreamWorks popping was Shrek. Movies,
if you think about all of the little shit that was in Shrek, man, they were sleek doing some
Eddie
shit.
Murphy, bro. Man, Eddie Murphy was like, Donkey. He was Mike Myers,
they
man.
Were selling Shrek's bags great. Of frankincense and myrrh, bro. They was bagging up frankincense and myrrh, bro.
Yeah, dude. There's like adult humor, though, to a degree. All that shit that just makes it so. Yeah. It makes it good for people our age, I guess.
No, Shrek. Anytime that you can have some movies like that that the adults can still be like, oh, this is cool, and not just dread watching it because it's so like stupid. Those videos Hartley watching on YouTube. That's like, I can count to 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and I'm like, oh my God, bro. Yeah. They don't even be rhyming. They need somebody to ghostwrite these things.
Oh my God.
We need to start doing it, dude.
Bruh, I've told y'all a few things we need to start doing since.
68 billion views.
Oh my God, dude.
Man, be like the
ring around the rosy.
That shit.
I was also telling the guys similar. Instead of us, bro, I watch her videos where people take like little McDonald's toys, bro, and it's like zoomed in, out of focus, and they're like, you know, like playing with these toys, bro, millions of views,
just keeps the attention, keeps the kids.
So, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever I was,
which one is it, Chad? 5, 6, or 7?
One of them. It may have one of them. There was a channel when I was doing my wrestling DVDs, like wrestling movie stuff. There was this channel that this guy had, and he collected wrestling figures.
Okay.
And he would do that shit, bro. It was a grown-ass dude, like our age. And he would do, like, full-on.
Yeah, with their hands in there and everything.
Dude, and he would do sound effects, bro. It was hilarious.
You think it's stupid.
He probably got big, like you said.
Oh, no, he was huge. The only reason I found him is it was, like, a suggested video on something of mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? What is this dude? He's like a grown dude. Like, man, he's, like, making, dude, it's hilarious. Because he's got kids, and he started doing it for them.
Shout out, just blew shout out up. The homie, man. Shit, that's a mean hustle.
What's right? Like
oh man.
I was telling the guys though that with the set change. When the set changed for the podcast, like look at that shit. See it? All right, it's done. With the set change, we implemented so many new cameras into the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, like watch, here's Chad. Here's one.
All right.
Here's me. And then here's the full frame. You know what I mean? Like that's four different cameras, you know what I'm saying? And we as we've implemented new tools and like things like our capabilities are limited in different areas. So I've been watching so much shit. Like I went to YouTube University. And then,
man, you can learn some shit.
And it, absolutely. And and shout out to every one of the creators out there that take the time to create stuff like that. Because without like those little videos to fill in the gaps of stuff that I wasn't sure on, or, you know, even from the audio process to the fucking, to equipment, to the cameras and then the wiring and then, you know, all this shit. And then for us to be able to watch ourselves on a big screen off camera, like it's just all like little switches and stupid shit. But I was telling the guys, man, I've like committed certain categories of these discussions to certain creators because I relate to them so much and I can like, I understand them. They're not, I don't feel stupid when they're trying to teach me something. Mm. But I was telling them, we should do that shit.
Yeah.
About how to set all this shit up and figure it out and just use our own personalities and shit. Like,
man, you'd be surprised what people gravitate towards, man.
That's what I'm saying. If that don't work, I'm going to play with the action figures. That's what I'm getting to.
That's what I was telling you, bro.
You're going to play with your nipples.
Whenever you got your channel started up, I was like, dude, you need to do those videos that you be watching all the time where you show people how to jailbreak your phone and shit.
Facts.
For real. Because those views will come in because people are going to always be Googling that
stuff. Facts. Real, God, real. Chad, you're so right, bro. He did, to his defense. That motherfucker told me because I used to be so geeked up with that shit. Mm-hmm. When it came to jailbreaking your iPhone, like, bro, I was that guy. I was I could do all kinds of shit on my iPhone. I love being able to walk up to someone. Because think about iPhones. Everybody got them. Or at least a percentage of the world has them. It's almost...
Chance Richardson switched to iPhone.
But even if you weren't... even if you're not. Like, Android, if you're not iPhone, what are you? Android.
Yeah. I just switched over maybe a year and a half ago.
But if you're Android, you know... And if you're not Android, you're what? You're iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's kind of a 50-50 shot here. But I loved being able to walk up to people that owned an iPhone and show them something on my iPhone that they couldn't mimic. Mm. And that was my angle behind jailbreaking the phones, bro. Like, I loved the fact, and I still do that type of shit. Like, my car radio now is jailbroken to where it plays, it's a factory Ford radio. And it plays video in motion.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean?
This shit is for real.
Facts. There's no additional plug-in. None of that shit. Like, it is some fucking internet hack shit. And I love that stuff. I've always dove into that. Even to fucking hack my Ford radio. I should make a video about that and upload it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, for real. It'll go crazy.
So, since we're talking about stuff like this, what would be y'all, if you had to say one style of like guilty pleasure videos you look at on YouTube, what would y'all's be?
I'm gonna let you go first.
Something that you watch that's like it may be kind of funny or nerdy or something, but
I'll go nerdy. Mine is the either it could go two routes. It's either storage locker buys, or garage sale finds, And I'll watch creators walk around with GoPros or flea markets and shit and just record transitions or transactions. And that there's one dude I watch that all he goes after is shit that we would rock, like jerseys and fucking vintage shoes and just dope fucking sports memorabilia, like just dope shit.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I watch it on out. He don't even say a fucking word. He just walks around and interacts with people and shit. And at the end reviews what he got. Love it.
So I got two of them. One is like credit type of stuff, like ways to streamline. And man, there's a way,
like financial stuff.
Yeah, just with your credit, like for the longest, there's a way, and we talk about this. I don't want to get too much.
Yeah,
but there's a way that you can link your credit to somebody else's. You don't have to use their shit. You don't have to have access to their shit. None of that. You can just link their credit to yours, and it runs your credit score.
Oh wow!
Like so
you're basically. Credit
piggybacking.
I believe it's called streamlining, but it's that's a way to so shit like that right there, and like damn, I'm going too much, but houses, man, looking at expensive ass houses,
like tours of houses,
$2-3 million.
I like that shit too.
Shit, yeah.
Chad,
mine would be obviously cologne review channels, because I'm a I love cologne, but. Like when new stuff comes out, these people will come and they'll talk about it. That other than podcasting, in that, it would probably be like, I like watching, do you know those things they used to do in the NFL? And they do it in Major League too, where they do like lip reading.
Oh God, I love it.
And they like voice it over.
So funny.
That shit's yeah.
It is.
That bad sync reading shit, that shit is so funny, bro. I love it. I laugh my ass off every... there's like one channel that's infamous for that, and I follow them. They only put videos out like a couple times a year.
There's a dude to do it with the dogs.
With the pets. Yeah, the voiceover shit's hilarious. It's
hilarious.
And then sometimes I like watching just like random blooper videos, like old blooper. Those are fun to watch. Because remember, those used to be all... You used to see those all the time on TV.
Well, it's like fucking America's Funniest Videos and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? We watched the... Me and Amy sit out here in the evenings and watch silly shit like that. I'm guilty of the tech shit. Anything geeky like that, bro, like I'm that guy, dude. Y'all have no idea. Yeah. Off camera, I'm a fucking dork.
Man,
but no, like those storage things are fun. I've watched those before too.
Yeah. Like the storage, like you buy one blindly and don't, you know.
See what you get.
You get.
I watch it with Amazon pallets. People do that with Amazon pallets.
I do
pallets too.
Yeah. I love all that type of shit, bro.
Yeah.
Same shit.
That shit goes left sometimes when people buy pallets and then they'll open shit and there's like rotten stuff in it. And
there'll be like 8,000 coat hangers in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's just...
Because it's just a gamble.
Luck of the draw.
But then again, you might get 30 or 40 lawnmowers brand new stacked up in this thing.
Facts.
Fact, right? So there used to be a spot in Smyrna or Laverne. They used to sell the pallets.
Shot Road for County.
I can't think of the name of the place.
Pallet place.
Went off in there. It might be it.
I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a great name for a place like that.
It would. But went off in there, man, and they literally had these fucking pallets of lawnmowers, maybe stacked 8 high.
Shrink wrapped around.
Yeah.
You can't even see what's through the middle of them. You see the exterior of the shrink wrap.
Man,
like,
so
it'll say like lawn pallet.
Dude, I think dude got all of them bitches for like $150 or $200 a piece. You get what I'm saying?
And how come? What was wrong with them?
They wasn't working, right? Only thing, dude got them up off there and looked at them. The only thing was wrong with them is missing spark plugs.
Oh my, and they just didn't even, the company just said the hell with it.
It was already some overstock type shit.
So ain't
no telling.
They made a lick off them reselling.
Yeah, they probably needed the spark plugs out of those to put in some newer shit.
Probably a few dollars to repair each one, put a new spark plug in each one.
Yeah, you buy some spark plugs for what? $8 for that damn $20 or something?
That's wild.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to YouTube.
Shout out to yard sales and
obviously like fitted hat collectors. I mean, obviously I watch those are fun.
I like shoes
a
lot too. I watch a lot of shoes.
It's crazy seeing some of the
Baseball cards, bro. I've been watching baseball cards again. The pools where they're like opening like all these fucking expensive packs and pulling these autographs. I watch that shit. Guilty. Sorry.
Watching seeing how excited they get when they pull like a $100,000 card.
A card that literally will change their life. They'll buy like a $50 pack of cards, literally a pack with like 8 cards in it. And we're like, bro, you're only getting what?
Dude, I remember when you used to be able to, when I collected cards when we were younger, you could buy the packs for like $1.99 and they'd be like 15 cards and a piece of gum in there.
Piece of gum.
But you wouldn't get nothing worth nothing in there.
Car shows too.
Car shows, yeah.
Car shows.
Card shows?
Car shows.
Car shows, like auction shows and shit.
Not just donks and just all kind of shit. Yeah, that's a pastime, too.
I'm going to make some content, bro. I swear to God, the jailbreaking the iPhones, I can teach you. The fucking hacking some radio shit that they say can't be done, I can teach you. And then the multiple camera podcast setups when you don't know shit about it.
You should do it with one of those masks.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. Change your name.
Be like infamous. That's the thing. You can do like a channel anonymously. You know
get a shiesty mask on.
You don't even have it.
Put the shiesty on.
You start creating that type of content. You don't even have to put it on ONE TV. I don't have to put it on 615. You just make another channel.
Just make a whole other channel.
Like start going. Tech Geek 101 or something. Crazy.
Watch me work, bitch. That's going to be the name of my new techie channel.
Yeah. Right.
Watch me do it.
Watch me do it.
And I'm going to fucking cuss and just use my level of professionalism, which is very minimal. And my level of profanity, which is very high.
High profanity, low professional.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good title.
That's a great title, Chad.
For a channel?
That's a great title for the episode.
Okay.
High profanity, low professional.
Yeah, that's an eye-catching.
High profanity, low professional.
Stamped.
Yeah. That's an
eye-catching. So when this drops Monday...
Pulled the breakup on that one.
Y'all know, just recently on the last episode, we announced our 200th episode. Those plans are in motion.
Get your tickets.
The pre-sale tickets are available now. Details will be developing as we get closer to the event. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Six Square Company for teaming up with us on this event, man. And the date's locked in. The tickets are available. If you're smart, you'll get them now. And then hold us liable.
Hey, have fun, man. July 28th, we're going to have fun. If you're not coming to have fun, you're not going to be able to stay in the venue. Mm-hmm. Forget it. Yeah. We're all about positive vibes, but we're going to be celebrating 200 goddamn episodes, 2 years, you stupid bitch. That's all of you stupid bitches, 200.
And the name. I like the way
that was perfect.
I just said, if you're not coming with positive vibes, I became immediately
aggressive
negative.
With the
blacked
positive
out. Vibe.
I did black out. Maybe I passed out. Man, shout out to the Halloween episode.
The names that's floating around and stuff, man. The ideas that's attached to this event. It's crazy, man.
Again,
I don't want to miss this shit.
That's it.
Tom Hanks is going to be there. That little short bitch from Jersey Shore.
Yep. Man,
remember from other guys when Samuel Jackson and The Rock are talking about all these people that's going to be at their party?
Yeah. Man, Felicia from Friday going to be
there. Felicia from Friday.
I'm telling you, man.
She confirmed?
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting on an RSVP.
Yeah, she need to use the VCR.
Tom Hanks is for sure coming. Clip this. Tom Hanks will be at our episode 200 celebration. He's going to be in character as Forrest Gump. So everybody come have a good time. It's going to be cool, man. It's going to be really cool. Tom Hanks has now been announced as the special
guest.
Man, alfalfa, the grown alfalfa.
The grown alfalfa.
It's going to be that same hair.
David, fun fact, guys, I'm going to pull this for David Faustino is going to be there. Bud Bundy's going to be one of the guests.
I was going to say,
No. That's his dad. That's
y'all are just
dad.
Going.
No, that's his dad.
All I'm going to say is just details coming soon. We appreciate everybody rocking with us, but get your tickets now. So as details develop, you're already a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't promise y'all the moon before the sun goes down. It's going to be super eventful. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, man.
We got plenty of time for all these things to happen. We just announced it, but with the help from Six Square Company, we are able to give y'all a date along with a promised ticket. Mm-hmm. So they are available in the link below and will be as long as they're there.
And like I said, man, I've went and chilled and partied with Six Square, man. They do it the right way. Yeah. The people that support them do it the right way.
Hell yeah.
All right,
bitch.
Then. Bitch. With all that being
said, tickets, man.
Yeah, y'all ready to get out of here?
Yeah, man.
Let's get out of here. Yeah, I keep wanting to say like releasing soon or something, but I don't. O&E's new video. There you go. O&E motherfucker. We spoke on that. That's going to be coming. Maybe just blindside y'all motherfuckers with it.
It might.
Because it's, like I said, it's near completion.
Yeah.
And we're excited to get it to y'all. So with all that being said, be on the lookout for that. O&E TV, that link below. The 200 episode tickets. Right below, Chat Arms TV, Live Forever on the way. Leroy Biggs, Mr. Biggs on the way. Plenty of other shit, man.
Twag got new music on the way.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. We fucking love y'all. It's chatarmstv.com. I got shit say.com. Chat Arms, O&E, Squint 615.
Yeah.
Yeah, we out here. Fuck it. Chad.
Bow.